So our county sheriff, this is the last part from his newsletter that he wrote last week. He says, and for your knowledge, San Bernardino County that we live in is the largest in the country in size. So with that in mind, attempting to find harbored criminals can be daunting since there are so many places that they could hide. Shannon Dykus, our county sheriff, shared that this, besides the fact that it's so vast, he also spoke to many county groups and organizations, and resident safety was their top concern. So even they had seen an increase and were concerned about it, of crime. He reported that since 2019, he received 12,640 applications for citizens in our county to carry concealed weapons. That was an increase of 30% every year. He urges people who are using them and concealing them to be safe and responsible firearm owners. So an area for us to pray about. He reported that Operation Consequence is a task force that focuses on conducting crime suppression to curb violent crime, dismantle targeted criminal street gangs, and arrest criminals illegally possessing, manufacturing, and trafficking firearms. Since its conception, they have confiscated over 100 pounds of fentanyl off the streets, have had over 450 arrests, and almost 500 illegal firearms confiscated. Woohoo! And the funding for this was approved by the county supervisors. So let's stop and pray for residential safety, for citizens who own firearms to be responsible, for Operation Consequences to still be blessed and funded by the county supervisors and our county government, and that they would see more results and we would see less violent crime. Let's also lift up gangs and pray that they are divided and that firearms would be out of their hands. So, Father, we come to you and we thank you for Psalm 4:8. In peace, we will lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make us dwell in safety. Things can happen all around us, but God, we can still sleep knowing that you're in control. We pray, God, for less fear as more criminals are apprehended and prevented from committing crimes. We pray that the law enforcement will be able to catch them ahead of time. We pray for residents to call in when they see something that's not proper, that's not following the law in any way, so that they can actually apprehend and find these people more quickly. But we know, God, that it really takes people coming to know you and your love, so that lawlessness would decrease. We pray too, God, that a fear of you would come upon the people in our county, that there would be a high respect for our laws and officers of the law. We also lift up firearm owners and pray that they would take precautions when storing, extra safety when using the weapon, responsible around children, that they would follow the laws if they're using it to hunt for food, that they would learn to practice how to use it properly. It wouldn't get in the hands of criminals or those that are mentally ill. It would not be used by those considering suicide. And if there are people like that, God, that those who own them would completely hide them and not be able to access them whatsoever, that they would not be accessible to anyone who's disabled or physically challenged or any child. We pray, God, that it says to better to have wisdom than weapons of war, but one sinner can destroy much that is good. So we know in the hands of the wrong, these weapons can be used destructively. So Father, we pray that they be in the right hands. We also thank you that your word says, take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness, instead to expose them. So, Father, we pray you would expose the criminals, the gangs, those that are trying to make these firearms, sell them, possess them, manufacture them, or traffic them. We pray, God, that they will be dismantled. We pray that you would break them up. There would be confusion in their camp and division. They wouldn't agree on things. We pray, though, also for gang members to come to Christ like Saul did to Paul, like have a Damascus experience, and in turn share their faith with other gang members, and they in turn would get saved. We also pray, Father, for a decrease in violent crime and an increase in the love of God. In Jesus' name.